What after all is a halo? It's only one more thing to keep clean.
Again from The Ladies Not For Burning. They've got us focused on function, on distraction and diversion, on performing. Productivity? To keep us from listening, stopping and listening to what the earth says, what our body says. So we've discussed that the current structure prevents our being powerful, as the current structure reproduces scarcity, and that the current structure prevents our living our nature, as scarcity dries the bloom of empathy on the stalk. We've also said that power comes with certainty, and that our trap is structural, i.e. was here before us, built with intent to last well past any living generation. So we must ask, in what way does the structure itself reproduce our confusion, which is the mental state that accompanies structural disempowerment, the continuous mental state associated with the absence of certainty? How is this mental state reinforced daily as part of the structural reproduction of the absence of our certainty? It's like a continuous state of confusion. It's like a bolster shot for the structure. It reinforces structure daily just by listening to what we hear over the airwaves. That's why we have to start talking to each other. In order to shake off power and build our power, we have to dispel confusion. And this requires developing meanings that we share in common and agree on, that lexicon. Dispelling confusion, for example, about the meaning of words like structure or structures or organizations or institutions, and about this notion that if we just create new ones or fix the old ones, that we need not upend or start all over again, but rather progress, advance, or stretch this rigidness to fit our greater expansiveness. Do you believe in magic? Sheer physics, folks. We need new conditions of our lives to move on. Power's institutions are riddled through with that intent of reproducing class. They are structured hierarchically to ensure it, and cannot exist in a world in which we straighten our backs and live fully in our humanness. During the July 28th show, in answer to the question, why do we have pundits? It seemed to me the inescapable conclusion was to keep us confused, fused, frozen, fixed, paralyzed in cons. The punditry conditions limits our seeing, conditions it to ignore the obvious, that power exists and that rules don't apply to it, to view rule itself as legitimate and the rules worthy of respect, and the false divides of nation and class, the punditry all treat as sacrosanct. So if what we covet is what we see, the song and dance of the punditry is designed especially to keep us from claiming as our dual birthplace our bodies and our world, which the pundits are paid to tell us are both the province of the state, power in aggregate. The punditry, in being power's cheerleaders and backup singers, its clackers and its choir, are designed to erode our confidence and our belief in solidarity. It's a tribe in the worst sense, in Popper's sense. Popper's concept of narrow tribalism being the antithesis of the openness for which he was the chief advocate, and which he consciously and continuously tried to forward in emphasizing the importance of honesty in education of the young. I.e., he believed in helping us all develop certainty, to see what truth means. But his notion of tribe is a class-based, i.e. scarcity-based notion. And this notion definitely applies to how the privileged intermediary official spokespeople practice their craft, opposed to seeing all of us share in what is now a perk reserved for them, the luxury of devoting their time to pondering.